2018 high school football season is underway. There is a new head coach with the Ridgewood Co-op, and that is Bruce Rettig. He had worked at the Orion staff back in the day and past couple of years helping out with the Ridgewood program, and now the head coach. I guess first up, heading into Wednesday, as we talk with you, Coach, how have the first couple of days of practice went with the Spartans?
Going really well. Energy is great.
Well, tell us a little bit about your transition into your first head coaching position. What interested you about this?
The kids. I've been coaching the same group for 4 years and really like what I see and wanted to keep being a part of their program.
I know continuity and stability are going to be a big thing over there. I know there have been too many changes within the head coaching position of that co-op, a lot of different faces over the past couple of years. What about that and trying to gain some stability with that program?
Well, part of that with myself being there year number five now, myself and another coach, kind of trying to help out with that so the kids aren't getting something new every year.
Your thumbprint on this program, why don't you explain a little bit about your offensive and defensive philosophy moving forward?
Defensively, we are very fast. I have a lot of really fast kids, very aggressive, looking to be very potent. Offensively, we have a nice quarterback with a strong arm. We're going to start to utilize that this year. I still have very many good, solid running backs with lots of experience in the past few years that'll help us out great.
Well, I know when you look at these type of situations, you know, with small school, it's a number game, and you want to get as many kids out as possible. So how do you feel about your numbers here in the 2018 season? Where are you at? Now, I've heard through the grapevine that it seems like there's been some more interest, more kids going out that had previously not played. So where are you at right now, and what do you think of the situation with numbers?
Well, of course, like any program, our numbers aren't as good as we would like them to be, but they are better than they have been in the past 2-3 years. We're up about a half a dozen kids higher than we were last year.
So total number, freshman through senior in the program, how many kids you got out?
I should be just over 40.
So no problem fielding a JV team. I know that's been an issue then with some of the small school programs. You feel good about that. And, you know, the other issue is in past years where you're kind of forced to play kids through attrition, maybe freshmen and sophomore kids, and maybe they're not ready to play varsity football, and that can be detrimental to a program down the road. So do you feel good about that issue?
I actually feel very good about that. I have a nice big senior class that helps. I do have some underclassmen that will contribute, but I don't have to bring them up, thank goodness.
All right, and then just, you know, you've been there with the program, you mentioned 5 years now in assistant capacity, so you know a little bit about the culture of the Lincoln Trail Conference. So where do you kind of give me a thumbnail sketch of the Lincoln Trail Conference, and how do you think the Ridgewood Spartans are going to fit in here in 2018?
We're going to be an underdog. We're right on the verge. You know, there's lots of really good teams between Mercer County, Stark County, Princeville, Annawan. I mean, really tough competition. Trying to get them ready the best we can. Hopefully we'll put a good showing together this year.
All right, so how excited are you to put the ball on the tee come August 24th and be the head coach for the first time of a varsity football team in the area?
It'll set in one of these days.
All right. Well, Bruce Rettig, he coached, I think, from 2001 to 2011 on that Orion staff, and then the last 5 years been helping out at Ridgewood, and now the head coach of that co-op. Coach, good luck early on, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to WRMJ.